And now, from beyond our dimension, this is the Jeff Mara Podcast. Here's Jeff.
My guest is Diana Harold, who was embraced by angels during her near-death experience, which we're going to learn about and more. Diana, thank you for joining me and welcome.
Thank you.
Diana, let's start with a little bit of your backstory before you get into your NDE.
I initially first had surgery back in September of last year, 2022, and what was supposed to be a routine surgery, my body did not react very well at all, and I had severe complications from day one, to the point where I was hospitalized several times, and then I went into septic shock, and I had to have another surgery in January to kind of fix what the initial surgery was for, and that's when I died.
Wow. All right. Well, what happened?
January 5th, I went in for a surgery to get a feeding tube in my stomach, and the doctors did not realize how sick I actually was. So within hours of getting the feeding tube, my small intestine died and opened up, and I died. I was very sick, and I died.
So you basically were under anesthesia during the surgery. Did you just all of a sudden wake up in another realm or what?
It was after surgery. So they moved me into a room, and in the room, I was there for, my sister said, a couple of hours when everything broke loose, when all hell broke loose, and I literally just stopped breathing. So they rushed me back to the hospital and for another surgery.
And once you stopped breathing, did you immediately go to another realm?
I don't know if it was immediately, but I do remember I felt at peace at first. I felt no pain. I just felt complete serenity.
What did you see?
What I first saw was I visited my sister Jenny. And what was interesting, during the time that I was visiting my sister Jenny, my sister Emily, who was in the room with me, actually texted me something saying, "I know you're not here, wherever you are," something to the effect. And then once I was done visiting my sister, I was sent, it was like instantly sent into another realm. And I was surrounded by my spirit guides. And it was all white. It was just the most incredible radiant feeling I can't even explain. It was just pure peace.
If we go back to the visit you had with your sister, Jenny.
Yes.
What kind of conversation did you have?
I just stood there and I let her know I was okay. It was really hard because my other sister passed away last year, and she thought that meant I was gone, which I was. And so it was very hard for her because I just was letting her know that I was okay and I was at peace. And it was just a very hard thing for her to see.
All right, I might be confused a little bit. Your sister Jenny, she had already passed away?
No, my sister Kylene passed away last year.
Okay, but you were visiting another sister named Jenny, right, who is still on this side?
Yes.
Does she live in the same city with you?
She lives in Tooele. So she lives about 45 minutes to an hour away from the hospital.
You visited her in an out-of-body experience?
Yes.
And after you came back to consciousness and you had a conversation with her, did she recall seeing you?
Yes.
And did she say it was like seeing a ghost or something, or what did she tell you?
She said she just saw my spirit, and she said I was a lot taller, and she said I had my smile, and she said it was me, but it was just kind of like a see-through version of me.
Wow. So you went and just kind of let her know that you were okay. Okay. And then from there, you transported to another realm and you saw your spirit guides.
Yes.
What did they look like?
They were all in white. They were all surrounding me kind of like a U shape. They were all just looking at me and reassuring me that I was okay. They were just light. Like it was just radiant light and beaming. It was like they had the forms of people, like a formation of a person, but they were just white glowing beings.
Like energy beings.
Yes.
Do you know how many of them there were?
I saw four.
Four of them. Okay. And you were having a telepathic communication with them. And they were just kind of reassuring you that everything's okay.
Yes.
Did they at any point tell you you're going to have to go back or give you the option of going back?
I asked, where's my dad and my sister? And they said, you first have a choice to make, to either stay or go back. If you stay, you can see them. If you go back, it's not time. But they were there. I felt them. And they explained to me what I would go through and what it would be a hard recovery. And they showed me how my family would handle my death and my nieces and my nephews and my family and what life would be like without me.
And so after seeing that, did that kind of make up your decision for you to come back?
Yes.
All right. Did you see anybody else while you're on the other side?
I did see Jesus.
How did he appear to you?
He was wearing robes, and he had the crown with the thorns on his head. And I just telepathically, I looked at him and I said, why am I going through this? What's going, like, what is the reason? And he just smiled. He's like, you will know one day, you will know. And then the crown, I saw one of the thorns, I saw blood going down on his forehead. And I said, what is that for? And he lifted up his hand and he pointed to the one thorn and he's like, this one's for you. He's like, I did this for you. Knowing, and it's been very hard because I was raised very religiously, telling me that myself being gay, that this was not an option, that I would ever experience this. And I knew at that moment that's not the truth.
He told you that you would understand one day why you went through all this. Have you discovered that yet?
I think part of me has. I was also shown when I was there the way he saw people. I saw people through his eyes. So now that I'm here and I look at people, and if somebody has been rude or someone has mistakenly made a mistake or something, I see them differently. And I see their hearts. And I think it's because I need to learn. I've learned compassion. I've learned that this world is not about, it's just about service. It's about giving. And I truly believe that this was meant to soften my heart in ways that I did not think I needed it softened.
I had mentioned in the introduction that you were embraced by angels. Are you saying that those were your spirit guides, or were there other beings that were angels that embraced you?
Actually, I was embraced when I came back. It's when I was embraced. I saw angels afterward. When I came back and I was woken up, whenever I had my eyes closed, the room was surrounded with angels. Some were working on my body. some were just standing all corners of the room. They were all there surrounding me and embracing me and embracing my loved ones that were coming to visit me.
Has anybody in the medical staff ever told you, like, you're a miracle that you survived this ordeal?
Yes, multiple. Multiple people. I was on a ventilator for 4 days.
It would be fair to say that the angels probably healed your body then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would not be. I truly believe I would not be here if it was not for, because I saw them healing me. I saw them working on my body.
What did they look like?
They were in light blue scrubs. And I know some people are like, oh no, that was the nurses. No, I only saw them when my eyes were closed. If I opened my eyes, they were not there, but they were literally in a circle around my body, just working on me and laying and putting their hands on me and healing me and avidly making sure I was okay.
Would you say that they were also like light beings, or did they look human-like, or did they have?
They were kind of in a mix in between. So they were light. They had light around them. But yeah.
So this NDE is pretty fresh. It's less than a year old. Are you still processing it?
I am. I actually, over the past month, have become very emotional. Realizing that I was so close to death. It's very hard to know, to accept within myself that I was that close to dying forever. I still feel like my spirit has been split. I don't feel like I'm fully here on earth. And it's very hard to accept that when I feel like part of my spirit is still on the other side.
Do you think it's possible that part of our spirit is always on the other side? It's just that you now have the ability to recognize that?
I never thought of it that way. I think that is a possibility. But I do, I feel like it's, yeah, I feel like it's completely different.
Since this experience, have you noticed that you have any new abilities that you didn't have previously? Abilities that could possibly be considered psychic?
I've always had abilities. I've always had very strong intuition, like reading people and knowing if a person is a good person or not. And I've actually known years later where I've met people and I've known they're going to do something bad, and they've done it. Years later, I've always had that experience, but I just see things differently. So
can you elaborate a little bit more on how you see things differently?
I see people for who they are, not for what they pretend to be. I see their true hearts. I don't know how to explain it. I see the love that a person has, even though they're hurting. I can see what a person is. No matter, they don't have to say anything. I know.
If we go back to your sister, Jenny,
yes.
I feel pretty confident that you've, you know, had all this discussion about the NDE with her.
Yes.
Is she pretty blown away about this whole thing?
She knows. I think she was not blown away because of what when I went to visit her, she knew that I wasn't there. She knew that I was not physically here anymore. So she is very spiritually inclined. So I don't think she was blown away, but I think she's just grateful I'm here.
Have you noticed since your NDE that you just love everybody? Even more, like you go to the store and you just have this feeling that you love everybody.
I do. I mean, it was funny. I went to go get a coffee last month and the girl was brand new and she completely messed up my coffee. And you could see the fear in her eyes. And I just said, you've got this. I said, you're going to make it. I said, you're an amazing person. Do not be too hard on yourself. And she just smiled. It's interesting. It's interesting when you see when the little things that used to get me so mad on the road, or like somebody cutting me off, I'm like, okay, they must be having a bad day. Something must be going on in their life.
Do you think that this NDE is or was planned for you in any sort of way and as possibly like a course correction?
I think it was, because I was very stagnant and idle in my life. And I felt like I had my purpose, and I was very stubborn, so I didn't need to look elsewhere. But this kind of was a shock to me, realizing that maybe being stubborn isn't the best, because you're missing out on amazing opportunities when you won't soften your heart.
Now that your heart is softened and you're probably a different person, has any of your friends or family commented on the new you?
Yeah. My sister Emily, actually, she was like, wow, Di, she's like, you're different. She's like, it's just interesting. You're just calmer. You can see that your anxiety is gone. You just go with the flow. Unfortunately, I did lose a friend who did not like the new me. He's a very stubborn person like I was, and he's like, I can't take this. And I'm like, okay, well, everyone else loves me, so I'm okay with that.
What inspires you about your experience?
Hope. I have hope where I didn't have it before. And to know that the unconditional love that's on the other side is beyond what we can imagine. It's beyond what we can even comprehend. And I just think that's incredible.
Has the memory of the experience faded over time?
A little bit, yes. I did write it down. When I got enough energy, I wrote it down. So it's documented, but some of the memories have faded. But the feeling will never fade. The light, the incredible experience I had will never fade.
Do you feel like your spirit guides are always around you, even now?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you connect with them?
I have. When I struggle, especially when I was really, really sick, because it took a lot for me to get back to where I am even at now. I just closed my eyes and I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? And I immediately felt their strength. And that's what keeps me going to this day, where I still have bad days. And I ask, okay, I need some strength. And then I feel the strength that they're giving me.
Did you see any other beings on the other side besides Jesus and your guides?
That's all I saw, but I knew there were many, many others around. I knew there, I was not, it was just, it was in, I knew my, all my family were around. I knew that all my loved ones were around. I was not given the blessing to see them, but I felt them so strong.
Can you compare the reality of the other to this side?
This isn't reality we're in. It's like a dream. What reality is what's on the other side. What is real is what's after this world. This is just a step through the, it's just a step right before we go through that door. This world is, I truly believe this world is to teach us to love and to go through experiences so we can go through the experiences we need to go through so we can be better and be better spiritual guides on the other side, or spirits on the other side.
Would it be accurate to say that we are in a simulated world and over there is the real world?
I wasn't going to say that, but that's how I feel. I feel like this is just a type of simulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. Like it is, it's real to what it is, but what's really real and what's actual and factual is what's on the other side.
Could you say that when you were over there and when you first got to that realm, would it be like, I just woke up from this crazy dream and I'm back home, or I'm back to work?
Felt completely released from all my burdens. I felt like it's like you take this big fresh breath of fresh air and you feel relieved, you know, that and it's just, I just felt all my pain, all my sorrows, everything that I've experienced in my life was just gone. And what was left was just the light that I had. And it was really hard knowing I had to go back to what I have to go, or what I experienced on this earth.
Have you been angry at all for coming back? Like perhaps thinking you made the wrong decision?
At first, because I was at the point where I only could walk for a minute and I had to sit down. I couldn't even sit up by myself. I was so sick. And I was so mad that I had to experience that I had to fight to live, because even after I came back, I was in septic shock twice, two more times. And it was a battle that I was not prepared to make. So I was very angry at first.
Why do you think we come here? This realm, the earth, in the first place? Like, what's the point of it all?
I think it's for us to learn, the experience, decisions we can make and know right from wrong, because with good, there's evil. When there's light, there's darkness. And we need to experience hurt and pain and struggles in order to embrace and to know how incredible that light is. Because if we don't know the incredible blessing that we have on the other side, we're never going to know what it actually is.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know for sure. I think some people do have choices to come back. I think it's a choice, but I think it's a choice. You know, it's not something I've ever truly acknowledged, and I've never experienced or thought about it very much. But you know, it could be real.
Did you have any type of life review on the other side?
I did not. I did not. I was shown, what I was shown was what the effect it would have on especially my nieces and nephews if I passed. That's what I was shown.
Since your NDE, have you seen anything like orbs or spirits?
All the time.
Where do you see those?
I see them in my room, in my bedroom, in the corner. I usually just see them in my peripheral vision. But I see them, like, I see them walking in and out of my bedroom all the time. I see them, you know, and then if I turn and look, they're instantly gone. But I see them in quick glimpses, but they are there.
Diana, after watching this podcast, people may want to reach out to you and ask you questions or chit-chat with you. Are you open to that?
Absolutely.
How should they reach you?
They can email me. I mean, I can give you my email.
Sure.
It's D as in dog, M as in Mary, and then Harold, my last name, at gmail.com.
How do you spell Harold?
H-E-R-O-L-D.
Okay.
Don't do H-A-R because it will be sent to somebody else. So.
Right.
H-E-R-O-L-D.
Do you fear death at all?
Not at all. Not at all. It is, you are just continuing your life in a different place. I actually am excited, and I know, I mean, it's exciting. I want to see my sister who just passed. I want to see my dad. I want to see my family.
Well, before we finish up, can you leave us with one last positive message?
No matter what anybody else says, the other side is not what anybody else, anybody expects. No matter if you're gay, no matter if you're, you know, whatever religion you are, you're loved, you're embraced, and be proud of who you are because God made you who you are, no matter what anybody else says.
Diana, thank you for your message, and thank you for being my guest.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching the Jeff Mara Podcast. I really appreciate you. Another way to show support is through YouTube memberships. And if you do, there are loyalty badges and other perks depending on your level of membership. All you need to do is click the join button underneath the video to find out more. Thank you for your support.